Madam Chair, I move approval.
All right. On item number 11, Madam Clerk, please read.
A resolution by Supervisor Broderick authorizing the Chief Judge of Milwaukee County to collaborate with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee to develop Shakespeare in the courts as a pilot alternative to incarceration option for sentencing of juvenile offenders. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services, who approved this item by a vote of 5-2.
Okay. Madam Chair, I withdraw my motion for approval, and I would like to move to concur with the Judiciary Committee.
Okay. I have a motion for concurrence. And Supervisor Jurczyk, Supervisor Lipscomb, and Supervisor Rice.
Thank you. Supervisor Broderick could not be here today, and he just asked me to speak to it. I'm glad Supervisor Biddle's already made the motion, and the Judiciary Committee did have a lengthy discussion of this and voted 5-2 in favor. I would encourage my colleagues to vote in favor of this program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Madam Chair, question on the fiscal note. The last sentence, or second to last sentence, is that if the resolution is not adopted, the balance of the unexpended funds will lapse to the bottom line and be used to reduce the overall 2011 deficit in the combined court-related operations. So my question is whether there is a deficit in combined court-related operations, because some have presented this as this is some kind of free money available to us that we've already appropriated and we can just reappropriate. But if there's in fact a deficit in the department, I'd like to understand that, because I think that that changes the dynamic of whether, you know, whether or not it's a good program or not is sort of secondary to the fact that if there's a deficit there.
Okay, Director Cologne, you're up. Do you have that information?
Is there
yes.
Let me, he might be able to elaborate a little bit more.
Right now, we have had significant reductions in the youth AIDS program to the department. So there, we don't know exactly what the impact is going to be because we haven't been provided with an official memo. But we were contacted over the phone. And based on that conversation, we believe there could be a $1 to $2.7 million hit to the department. So I just want to share that with you. But as it relates to the overall budget for 2011, the question is, do we have money to be able to support the program, the resolution regarding the Shakespeare program?
Director Moe, Supervisor Lipscomb asked a question. In regards to the funding of this program, there's language in the resolution that states that if this does not pass, that this money would then go to the bottom line. And then Director Cologne has filled us in regards to the youth aid. Is youth aid money, does this affect this particular program?
The way I read this resolution now is that, let me try to answer it this way. If this particular program fell under the auspices of our division and our department, I don't think there would be anything that would be a barrier for youth aid money, for example, supporting this. To the question of whether or not there's funding, I understand your question, in the 2011 budget yet to support this?
Supervisor Lipscomb, would you want to repeat your question?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. So the fiscal note, the says that if the resolution is not adopted, the balance of the unexpended funds will lapse to the bottom line and will be used to reduce the overall 2011 deficit in the combined court-related operations. And this has been presented as kind of leftover money that, you know, that we didn't use it on universal screening pilot, and so it's available to us and we can do this novel new pilot. And I think the merit of doing this pilot is a separate question. If in fact the department's going to deficit, then why would I take money that we got freed up and not apply it to that deficit? So I want to understand, is there in fact a deficit anticipated for 2011?
For our department or for the court's office?
I guess for combined court-related operations.
I can't answer that question.
Okay, how about for your department then?
All right. Mr. Sessions seems as if he's able to answer that question adequately.
Well, I hope so, Madam Chair. Yes. Supervisor, there is a deficit in court's budget right now of about $909,000. If this resolution fails, the unexpended funds would lapse to the court's budget to offset that deficit.
All right, and that's where the money is. I mean, it came out of universal screening. So that department is running a deficit, and at the same time, we're considering spending new money on a new program. In while knowing, I mean, I guess that I think that should have been like folded or something. That's a big deal to me. I well, all right, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Cato.
The money that's be available is available in the alternatives to incarceration or slightly different than combined for later court operation, which is $4,000, which covers registered probate general court operation. Alternative to incarceration is managed by the courts. If you just look at that board unit, $2,900, it would be running a surplus at the end of the year. But if you look at it as a family of departments, help offset their deficit that's being reported for combined goals.
All right. Thank you. I look at us as a family.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Wright.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairman. At the Judiciary Committee, we had testimony from members of the judicial branch. Two judges were there and testified. I did not find their testimony, however, to be a ringing endorsement of this program. Judge White in particular said, well, you know, we believe that it's appropriate for additional dollars to be directed to juvenile diversion programs. If you think that this is the best way to spend those dollars, then we'll do that. But let's look at how this came about. Ordinarily, what we do is we define an issue or a problem, and we'd go out and we'd then establish, you know, what the outcomes are that we want to achieve, and then we'd go and find how best to deliver those services and determine what the costs are. This was totally backwards. This was, we've got excess money that hasn't been spent in our universal screening, so let's find a way to spend it. So let's devote it to this program. No concept of a budget, no identification of how it would be spent, but more importantly, no testimony that the program's intent achieves the outcomes we want to achieve. I directed questions to the author of the resolution and to the judges. Can you give us the parameters of success of this program? Can you tell us how it's achieved the intent of reducing recidivism? What has been the impact on the participants in the program to justify us expending those monies? And no one could answer the question. I mean, this is not a way for us to spend $65,000 of tax dollars, particularly in an environment in which we've got a razor-thin contingency budget and in a time when we're laying off deputy sheriffs. I mean, I think the message we're sending is a terrible one to the public, that we've got this excess money. Let's hurry up and spend it, even on a program that we don't know much about. We've got, you know, claims that the impact, you know, will improve the self-esteem of participants, but no information on whether it lowers arrest rates again or decreases recidivism. And without this, I don't think that, you know, there's any showing of accountability for this kind of program. And I don't know how we can proceed to authorize us to go down this road and to proceed with it. There are, I don't have anything against diversion programs, and I certainly have nothing against arts programs. But there are alternatives. I mean, there's community service programs. I mean, we've got parks in dire need of assistance. Why don't we have these kids going out and cleaning our parks? Sending them, sentencing them to participate in a in a Shakespearean play, I think, trivializes the offense, and it does not deter bad behavior. The punishment has to fit the crime. Participants in the program that I've, you know, read about in stories regarding the Pittsfield Mass program, which is this is based upon, you know, it's been a program that's gone on for 10 years, and yet still people cannot tell us what the outcomes are, what's been achieved. There's no data, social science data, that says that they've achieved, you know, specific objectives with it. But participants have been, you know, interviewed, and they say, well, boy, it sure beats doing community service. Glad I didn't have to do community service. I'd much rather do this. You know, I don't claim to have all the answers, and I say I'm not one who is against, by any means, supporting, you know, students having the opportunity to learn Shakespeare in class. But I don't agree that performing, you know, a play is an effective deterrent, because nothing's been established, nothing's been provided to us that points to that. And I think, again, it trivializes the offense, and it doesn't send the right message to the community, and I don't think it sends the right message to these offenders that they, you know, truly have a debt to give back to society in some way. You know, there are times, I agree, when creative sentencing, alternative sentencing makes sense. In this case, we have not been presented with that information. And I would say we should go very slow before we march down this thing and give authorization to the chief judge to spend $65,000 on a program that has not answered the questions I think we need to answer before we spend these kinds of dollars. So I won't be supporting this today. Thank you, Madam Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Durstak.
Both Supervisor Rice and I are in judiciary, and I would just state that I believe Supervisor Rice is mischaracterizing what the judges. We had two judges before us, Judge Murray, Marshall Murray, and Judge White. Judge Murray, especially, who is out in Children's Court, spoke very favorably of the program, spoke in terms of very positive reactions from the prior test in I believe it was Massachusetts. But more importantly, I asked the question if the courts had some other opportunity to spend this money, would they do it in a different way? And they responded, no, this is an opportunity to serve a certain segment of juvenile offenders with a program that is not readily available to them. It gives the judges an additional option, if you will. And I do want to point out in the financial note, it specifically states this resolution will not increase either 2011 or 2012 property tax levy. It was an interesting question that Supervisor Lipscomb asked, and I appreciated that that question wasn't asked in judiciary. Basically the response we got in judiciary when we asked about the money is that with regard to the universal screening program, it was there was a delay in starting universal screening, which resulted in the $65,000 money available. But I do want to make it clear that we had Mr. Murphy from the court administrator. We had two judges who all responded that this is money that they want to see spent in the way it was being proposed, that if they had an opportunity to ask for it to be spent in some other way, which is the question that I asked, would they find a different way to do it? And they responded, no, that there is a need for in the juvenile court for this kind of money. It permits them to a certain segment of juveniles who really, I guess some of us would call, you know, good kids who maybe have gotten in with the wrong crowd, that kind of thing. We're not talking about hardened kids that are going to somehow, you know, be put into a program where they don't have to do some much more difficult programming. This is for a certain segment of kids, which they really don't have a program now. Gives them an option, gives them an opportunity to work with some folks from UWM in a summer-type program, and other such programs have proved to be successful. That's the kind of testimony I heard, And based on that testimony, and based on the both the judges asking for it and indicating that this is money needed in the juvenile area, that they would support it, and they were supportive of it. And based on that, and based on understanding that the judges need a lot of options when they're dealing with juveniles, I felt it was appropriate to defer to their judgment on this and approve the program, and I voted in favor of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I guess I'm going to get on my soapbox a little bit because I heard some disturbing things that first, and I'm going to support this resolution because I think it provides a great opportunity for urban youth who find themselves in a slight debacle with our judicial system to have an opportunity to participate in a collegial experience that will allow them to learn about Shakespeare and have an opportunity to learn from their mistakes by acting out in a Shakespearean play. I find it quite offensive to reduce our kids to just cleaning up in our parks and saying that that's the only way that we can, you know, rehabilitate them and create better habits for them. I think we have, you know, we there are a lot of programs out here in order to do a great job with our kids, and I don't think that this is an opportunity to say, you know, let's just put them out in the park and clean up. Yes, our parks need a lot of work. Yes, we can use a lot of volunteers, but why not take a group of urban kids and give them a better experience with our judicial system so they don't have to be afraid to see our judges whenever they have to go to court? And I think that, you know, it's appalling to me that, you know, like I said, I got on my soapbox a little bit. I can say more, but I always reduce my comments because I get in my feelings and I don't want to say anything too off course. But anyway, I thank you for that opportunity to say those few words.
Are there any other comments or questions from committee? We do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Biddle. On that motion,
to concur.
I'm sorry, thank you. I have a motion to concur from Supervisor Biddle. On that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
We have to get my feelings here.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
No.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to concur with judiciary is approved.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Item